I'm Wild Thang, and you're tuned in to another superb episode of The Bullshit Report. Antonio Brown is the smartest man in the NFL. The reason why I say that is he ended up on a team that he actually wanted to play for all along. As you know, a previous Pittsburgh Steeler by the name of James Harrison, he took a similar route once before. He ended up going to the Patriots mid-season from the Steelers and actually helped lead the Patriots to the Super Bowl. So, back to Antonio Brown. Why is he the most intelligent man in all of the NFL? Well, the reason being is he played it to where it makes everyone think that he's crazy, that he's not intelligent, that he didn't put this whole chain of events in play just so that he could get released. See, if you really want to know what's happening, you need to rewind back to the situation in Pittsburgh. You know, his falling out with Ben Roethlisberger and how the situation just eroded over a period of time with management, with ownership, with Roethlisberger, and pretty much what the Steelers did to quote-unquote fix Antonio Brown is they sent him from the Pittsburgh Steelers, which is one of the historical NFL franchise right up there with the Green Bay Packers, New England Patriots, the New York Giants. So they shipped him out from one of the best teams historically of all times to one of the worst teams of the present, the Raiders. You know, and that was their way of basically getting their last fuck you out to him before he left. So when that situation happened, from that moment when he got traded to the Raiders, and keep in mind, he didn't have any say-so over what team he went to, really, not too much. So when they said, you know, fuck you, we sending you, you know, from a possible Super Bowl winning team to a lottery bound suck team, that in play is what created the monster and created the plan that Antonio Brown put together to get released. You know, most players wouldn't go that far, you know. So, you know, a lot of players of his star stature, if they didn't agree with the situation, they probably would have taken more of a Le'Veon Bell type of stance, which is, I'm not going to play this whole season, you know what I'm saying? But he said hell to the nah. He like, not only am I going to play, not only am I going to get paid, but I'm going to play for the team I want to play for. You know, a lot of people are like, man, he walked away from $30 million. Yeah, but to him, it wasn't just $30 million that he walked away from. He walked away from like a slavery collar. Like, you know, y'all just shitted on me, sending me to this terrible team. So, you know, he allowed them to release him. He knew that if I keep pressing these buttons, they're going to let me go, you know. And people are like, well, he lost a lot of money. Well, in reality, he didn't, because now he plays for the perennial Super Bowl-bound New England Patriots, quarterbacked by one of the greatest quarterbacks ever, Tom Brady. You know, when you compare Tom Brady, the quarterback for the New England Patriots, up against the Oakland Raiders quarterback Derek Carr, there is no comparison, you know. So when you look at it, you can plainly understand why Antonio Brown did what he did. Now, back to this season. Just now, the New England Patriots started the season off by demolishing the Steelers. And I'm pretty sure Antonio Brown's on the sideline laughing it up. So yeah, all bullshit aside, Antonio Brown is the most intelligent NFL player in the entire league. Well, that's our show. Thanks for tuning in to another great episode of
The Bullshit Report. Holla.